This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Supreme Court today granted interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal for 21 days in the money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. The apex court asked the AP chief to surrender on the 2nd of June, a day after the polling for the seven-phase Lok Sabha elections is scheduled to end. Kejriwal had sought a release from jail to campaign for the ongoing Lok Sabha polls. The Supreme Court also pointed out that the Enforcement Directorate's delay in arresting him, a bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Datta said, the Central Probe Agency had registered an enforcement case information report against Kejriwal in August 2022, but arrested him on the 21st of March this year. Campaigning has intensified for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Only 2 days are left for the campaigning to end. Polling in this phase will be on Monday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said the NDA government has provided pakka houses, electricity connection, tapped water connection, gas connection and other facilities in tribal areas of the country. Addressing an election rally in Nandurbar, Maharashtra, he said the NDA government has constructed around 1.25 lakh pakka houses in Nandurbar under the PM Awas Yojana and has provided free ration to more than 12 lakh people in the district to fight malnutrition. Prime Minister Modi is addressing a rally at Narayanpet and will later address a rally at Hyderabad in Telangana today. The Prime Minister will be on a two-day campaign trail in Odisha from today. He is set to spearhead a grand roadshow in about 2.5 kilometres at Bhubaneswar this evening. In Uttar Pradesh, today is a day of high-profile nominations and high-voltage campaigning. For the first time during this election campaign, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi are jointly addressing political rallies. In Kannauj, both leaders attacked the BJP. Akhilesh Yadav said the Saffron Party wants to change the constitution. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi attacked the BJP in his address and said the Congress party will give financial assistance to the farmers until they come above the poverty line. Both leaders will jointly address another rally in Kanpur district. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of the state, Yogi Adityanath, came down heavily on the Samajwadi Party during a rally in Gorakhpur. He will address another political rally in Bahraich. On the other hand, Congress State President and party candidate from the VIP constituency Varanasi, Ajay Rai, filed his nomination today, while Union Minister and BJP candidate from Chandoli, Dr. Mahendranath Pandey, also filed his papers. Film star and BJP candidate from Gorakhpur constituency Ravi Kishan also filed his nomination. BJP candidates Varasnath Rai and from Ghazipur and Neeraj Shekhar from Balia also filed their papers. Department of Telecommunications, DOT, has issued directions to telecom service providers for pan-India blocking of 28,200 mobile handsets, which were misused in cyber crimes. It has also directed to carry out immediate re-verification of 20 lakh mobile connections linked to mobile handsets and disconnect them, failing re-verification. India will participate at the 77th Cannes Film Festival in France, which will be held from the 14th to the 25th of this month. The corporate Indian delegation consists of representatives from the Government of India, state governments and members of the industry who will showcase India's creative economy in the leading film market of the world. The Intermeteorological Department has predicted that there will be no heat wave in the areas going to polls in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections on Monday. 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and 1 union territory will go to poll in this phase. In Russia, President Vladimir Putin today proposed the reappointment of Mikhail Mishustin as the Prime Minister of the country. Speaker of the Russian Parliament, Vyacheslav Volodin, announced that Mishustin's candidacy to the State Duma will be discussed at a session later today. Mishustin, the former head of Russia's tax service, has held the job for the past 4 years. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Chennai Super Kings in a do-or-die match at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.